Hello, hello. This is Chris. Are you feeling stuck in your career? You feeling trapped? Do you want to start something new? Do you want a new way to make money? Do you want to take control of your life? Do you want to start your own business? Be your own boss? If you are a beginning entrepreneur, if you're starting from nothing, you're in the right place. Because I'm starting from scratch. What's up? I don't claim to have all the answers. I don't claim to be the expert. But I do have something very valuable to share with you, and that is the beginner's mind. I started my little business about a year ago, over a year ago now. And I've learned a few lessons. And I've also done some research and read some books and listened to a lot of podcasts. So I'm sharing in this show with you what I'm learning as I learn it. And I'm also going out and interviewing some folks that know better than I so that I can make sure and bring you some quality, good advice. And if you haven't heard yet the last episode with John Gallagher, I highly recommend to go back and listen to that one because his advice was like hitting the nail on the head for me. Very appropriate for where I was at. And he gave me some good ideas to move forward. So if you're at a little point where you've got an idea for a business or an idea for a service or a product, and you're just kind of stuck right now, you're not moving forward, then it's an absolutely wonderful time to look at your overall vision plan of what you want to do in the future. So the question for this episode is how to read the future of your business venture. Now, many of you may not know this, but I am clairvoyant. I can read the future. Now, I'm just a normal dude like you, but I do know some things about the future of your business that I can say with some certainty. And I think I've got some ideas to help prepare you for some things that are going to happen in the future. And I just had a pretty... You know, sometimes you just have these moments where something you've been thinking about or wondering about, all of a sudden it makes sense. A little revelation last week. And so I'm going to share that with you in this episode. But before we get too much deeper, I am going to share with you a quote, because I like quotes. This quote is from Helen Keller. Helen Keller said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision." To illustrate my point this week, I'm going to tell you just a quick story. I've talked about it a little bit in the past when the time when I quit my full-time job when I was working as a maintenance man. And on that job, what was really good about it is it was really secure. I went to the same place every day and a lot of times did the same thing every day, which was getting old. But I had, you know, a very cushy job in a way that it had dental, medical benefits, steady pay, and no surprises, really. And when I left that, I really did not have anything in mind I wanted to do other than start my own business and anything but that job because I was frustrated with it. Years before, I had done, for many years, worked as a carpenter or construction in the trades. And I had kind of got out of that type of work. I decided for a while there I was having some allergy problems and thought maybe it had to do with the dust. And I was thinking about, you know, if you keep doing this kind of work, it's hard on your body over time. It's a matter of time till you get hurt or something. And I decided, and that's when the economy had been going terrible back in 2008, 2009. I decided it was time to get into a different type of work. And I left carpentry and went to the maintenance work. And so funny now that things have come back around and I'm back doing carpentry work again. The job I'm working at now is a full-time carpenter gig. And the truth is, I'm actually really enjoying it. It's kind of fun. It feels good to get my tools back out and working with my hands, and I feel like I'm, you know, something I'm pretty good at because I did it quite a bit in the past. And it's kind of funny that things have come full circle and brought me back to something that I had kind of given up on before, which, you know, that's, I like that story and that idea because it's the way things go. You know, you have this original idea in your head. Maybe you want to start this business and you're thinking, oh, I'm going to sell t-shirts, you know, and you go out there and you start trying to sell t-shirts and then all people want is sweaters. And so you wind up getting into sweaters, right? And then years later, the sweaters aren't doing so well and you get back into selling t-shirts again and they're doing great. And you find that's your true passion. You know, things kind of go that way. That's just, you have to be willing to make changes. You will willing to turn left rather than right. If that's what makes more sense when you're an entrepreneur, you have to, it seems to me based on what I've been reading and seeing that you have to be willing to roll with the punches. I read a book called Ready, Fire, Aim. And this book kind of was a little bit over my head in a way because it seemed like they were talking more to people whose businesses were further developed than mine. But I got some really good things out of it. And the title's one of the biggest because Ready, Fire, Aim is the type of mentality you need to have as a young beginning entrepreneur. You need to get started on an idea and do something and move forward and not be so afraid of making a mistake or doing the wrong thing. And I know that's super hard, especially someone like me who you don't have a lot of money you're working with. And that's one of the biggest fears that's always holding me back too. It's like, well, I don't have any money. I can't risk the little I do and make a mistake and then I'm dead in the water. And that surely is a good place to be because you make more economical decisions. So another book I'm actually a little over halfway through right now is called The Power of Broke. And this is the guy from Shark Tank, and he's the guy who started the FUBU clothing line. And he talks all about how important it is to have that frame of mind, that beginner's mind that we have, and how that is the best place to be as an entrepreneur. A bunch of money can actually screw you up. And it's not bad to feel that good type of stress where you're worried about every move you make and you're doing it carefully. And, you know, everything is on the line, which makes you work harder at making decisions and coming up with creative solutions. So don't kick yourself for where you're at. You're at a good place. The fact that you're starting small, that you're starting from scratch, that you don't know everything is also an advantage that you have. And you can use that to your advantage. Starting small is what John Gallagher recommended in his business. You know, he started with 10 of these products and sold those. And then the next time he sold a few more and worked his way up. And I think that's a good way to go. And that is the way I recommend if you're starting from scratch, is to start small and build slowly and make sure that things are happening in a quality and efficient method. And expect that you're going to make a mistake. Something's going to go wrong. You know, there's going to be some sort of fork in the road or a wrench in the works. And there's nothing you can do about that. That's going to be a learning lesson, and you're going to be better off for it. One last quick example using the carpentry thing is, one thing I do a lot in carpentry is something I like to call finding center. And that is, you got to, a piece of wood, however long it is, it's some odd length, and you have to find the center of this piece of wood. And of course, you can do this mathematically. You could take the measurement of the whole piece of wood and then divide it by two, and that works. But when you're dealing with fractions and you're standing on a ladder and it's hot out and someone might be talking to you at the same time, it's pretty hard to do that kind of math, at least for me. I don't have that type of mind. Getting out your phone and trying to figure out decimals or fractions, you know. And so what I discovered years ago doing the carpentry thing is if you just look with your eye and you find about where the center is, make a little mark right there and measure from one side over to that mark and hold on to that little point with your finger and then just measure from the other side, it gives you another mark. And right between those two marks is the exact center. And that works, and it's fast. And it's pretty exact. You can just measure one side check it against the other side, and there you go. You got it. And it doesn't take any computing or methods. So I think that's a good sort of analogy for finding your way and creating this vision. And down the road, your mission, too, for your business is, like, don't analyze it down to the detail and stress on every... You do want to, you know, worry about things, and you are going to stress on every detail, but you can make a decision and move on. In other words, ready, fire, aim. Take a shot. Do something. Don't let yourself be paralyzed by what you're afraid of or what might go wrong. You got to make a call, you know, make a move, and then you find center. You know, you might have to adjust a little bit. You might have to come back to something you'd given up on before. It's no big deal. So that's the mission. That's the lesson for the week or the 2 weeks, whatever. The lesson is, you know, find your center, make a move, and move forward. Let's get this vision thing knocked out. Write something down. Call it good for now. And move on to the next thing. Next week, I'm not going to say week because it might cost more than a week, but next episode, I'm going to talk all about the importance of accountability and how to really make things happen, how to keep getting your butt kicked by distractions. Because I think for most of us, that's what's happening. We have this idea, this thing we want to do, but there's 100,000 other things that keep getting in the way and pushing it back and pushing it out of the way. And week after week, we see it not happening. And part of us starts to give up little by little. And I don't want to see that happen to you. And I'm not going to let it happen to me. And I'm going to tell you how I'm keeping that from happening to me and how you can keep it from happening to you. In the next episode, that's going to be all about accountability and not getting destroyed by distractions. So thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I'm Starting From Scratch. Check out the website. Please go to Facebook and let us know what your journey is, what's your business venture, so we can help each other out with this thing, man. Hate feeling all alone. So what's your vision for the future? You got it all figured out? 2 episodes ago, I made a whole episode about vision, finding your vision, and I included with that episode a little worksheet to give you some ideas. I went back and did that worksheet myself. And I also did like a mind map where I got out a piece of paper and I kind of made like a diagram of what my dreams are for the future and kind of used some pictures and some words. And I got a little stuck on it, though. I was a little frustrated. And I think at the end of that last episode, I was still feeling like, here I am talking about this vision thing, but there's something that just wasn't quite right, and I was still working it over in my head and kind of turning it around, and I feel like there was something else I wanted to share with and to conclude this thought. This seems like an important hurdle in the early stages of your business to get a clear, defined vision. And so I kind of moved it around in my head some more and thought about it some more. Read a couple more articles, and I'm going to share with you a link in the show notes here. A couple of the YouTube videos and a couple articles that I found, and you would find the same things if you just did a search. I only, you know, picked the first 2 or 3 ones that looked interesting, but I found some good stuff in them. And you kind of like look at 2 or 3 and you sort of see the commonalities. You're like, okay, you know, we're onto something here. So I'm going to share with you a couple points that jumped out at me. The first is a review item. Like I said in the last episode, the difference between a mission and a vision. You know, they talked about that in these YouTube videos I found. A mission is, why does your business exist? A vision is, where is your business going? They sort of had some cool checklists, a couple of videos I watched. Some of the features or elements of a good vision statement. It's supposed to be about 5 years ahead. You're looking into the future. it's supposed to be in the future tense or ending in an ing. You want to use an ing word. Directional is a term that one lady used. Audacious, they want it to be something big. You know, you're making a, you're really setting a big goal, you know. You want it to be out there. And descriptive, you want it to be specific, descriptive. So those are the main things. The other woman said future casting, you know, and I think that kind of means the same thing as the future tense and thinking forward. You want your statement to be projecting into the future something amazing or incredible that your business is trying to pull off. You know, what's it doing to help people? One of the things that I got frustrated with when I was looking at my vision when I first started this business over a year ago, it wasn't well defined. My vision was more about my personal needs and goals. And what I realized when I sat down to do this vision thing was like, whoa, I'm a little bit off. You know, my boat's heading in the wrong direction here, because if you create a business that's set up to meet your personal needs, it's not really set up to meet the customer's personal needs. So you really want your vision to be something that serves your customers. And I didn't see that on either of these people's lists, but I think that's extremely important. That was a big lesson I learned. So how do you read the future of your business? Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. There is going to be something that's going to happen. Something's going to change. You're going to hit some kind of fork in the road once you get into your business. Coming from the point where maybe you're just working on an idea and you're finally starting to put a few things on paper, or you're finally getting your first sale or starting to make a few moves, you have an idea in your head of the way things are going to go. And without a doubt, I can use my mind powers and tell you right now that something's going to happen that's going to throw you for a loop, something unexpected, or it's going to change the direction of your business, or you're going to change, your perspective's going to change, you're going to want to head in another direction. In an earlier podcast, I interviewed Michael Glover, and he talked all about getting his own business going with having to do with health and fitness and being a trainer and opening his own training type gym, I think it was. And he was doing it. He pulled it off. He got the customers. And then he got into it and realized it wasn't really what he wanted to do. He didn't like it. He wasn't happy. So something's going to change, and it might be you. It might be the environment that you're working in. It might be the community. It might be laws. It could be all kinds of things that could change. It's going to force your business to do something different. So when I was really thinking about this and realizing, like in my own business, how where I went from when I started and then a little over a year later when I'm reviewing my vision plan and rewriting it, that this probably is going to happen again, probably in another year or 2 years, maybe three this time. I'm going to have to sit down and feel stuck and look at my vision plan again, and I'm going to have it. It's going to be in this laminated piece of paper in my binder. It's going to be in my file where I've kept it, and I'm going to look at it again, and I might need to rewrite it or tinker with it or add a couple words or take one out. And that's no big deal. It's there. It's there. You know, it's like a poster on the wall. You could just take it down, erase a couple letters, put it back up, you know. So the big realization that I made last week driving home, and I was still thinking about this, how am I going to finish up the second podcast about the vision? And what advice could I really give to other people like me, these beginners that need to, you know, I could save them some time and tell them that don't agonize on this vision thing the way I am. You know, I just gave you some guidelines. I'm going to give you some links. I gave you the worksheet. This is a very important step in the early stages of starting your business, but it's not one that needs to cost a lot of time. So my realization is, only spend 2 hours on this, you know. Set aside 45 minutes one day, another half an hour another day, however you want to split it up. You know, maybe 2 or 3 hours at the most, but don't make the mistake I made of turning it into a bigger thing than it really is. Because, as I pointed out, things are going to change in the future, and you may have to revisit this anyway. And you might come up with a better idea down the road in a conversation with somebody, or as you're reading something, snap, something might put together in your head, and you go back and fix it. No big deal. You got a working copy, you got an idea, write it down, call it good, move on. But this is a very important step in this process, is to put this vision you've come up with somewhere where you can access it. And I think it really helps. I was just talking about this with a friend recently. I created this binder, and it's my Grinnegan Goods binder. It's got a picture of my logo on the cover that my daughter made, and the pages are all laminated. I put them in the those clear sheets. There's dividers. It's pretty well organized. And I look at it pretty often. I go through it, and important stuff's in there. I also have a file on the computer that's just for Grinnegan Goods stuff. So I highly recommend to get organized in that way. Put all your stuff in one place right now when you're early on, when you're starting out, and it'll always be there. And you go back to look for it. Man, I need to look at that vision again. Boom, there it is. So I wanted to move on and talk about the mission of your business, but and I think that's important, and I'm going to have to come back to it, but I'm a little frustrated with this planning stuff, and I want to move on to something a little more action-oriented, because I really want to motivate you to start taking some steps forward in your business and to move forward. The sooner the better. The sooner you start doing things and pushing the ball forward, the sooner things are going to start happening for you. And it's not going to be fast. That was one of my biggest lessons, is I thought I was just going to jump into starting my own business, and a year later I was going to be, that's what I'd be doing. But what happened was, a year later, all the bills and needs of the family and everything else kind of crept up on me, to the point where I realized I had to put my business back kind of on the back burner and figure out how to make money doing a full-time job in the meantime to support the family. And that was a rough transition for me, but I found myself kind of like I described in the other vision podcast, kind of two steps forward, one step back. You know, I got the business started, I got things going, but then I had to put less time into it and more time into just making money to keep things afloat. But it's still going, and it's doing well. It's steadily growing, and I haven't given up, and I still work on it. You know, almost every day of the week I do something or other. So it's not impossible to work a full-time job and get a business started. A lot of people do it, and there's ways. There's strategies, and there's tools and tips, and I'm going to share some of those with you in upcoming episodes. But for now, I think one thing, one huge thing that will really help you out is to find yourself a little bit of community, other people like you, entrepreneurs that need inspiration and motivation. I'd like to get some community started on Facebook. There's an I'm Starting From Scratch group. And so why don't you come on over to the group and tell me what your business is. I'll go ahead and start a thread on that. And we can all just share our name, maybe where we're from if you want, and what kind of business you're trying to get started. There's a lot to be gained from having other people that you chat to about these things that are on the same journey and process that you are, or similar. So that's a big step you can take this week, and that's my challenge for you, is besides
working on the vision
and writing something down and putting it in your binder or your folder, I would also like to see you on Facebook, or there's also a comment section. It's called Discus, D-I-S-Q-U-S, and that's on my website, imstartingfromscratch.com, and you can make comments at the end of each episode. And that gives you an opportunity to interact with me or other people that might be reading that. I don't see a lot of comments there. It's a little bit slow moving. You can change that. Or send me an email directly. You can find my email on the website. I'm startingfromscratch.com. We'll be right back. Helen Keller said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision." All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks.